She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Welcome to another episode of Armorer's Reflections. Wow. Wow. That's all I can start with is wow. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's what it's going to be for January. What is it? January 20th, 2021. That is what it's going to be. Democracy is alive. The United States of America people have spoken. They have spoken. And I got to tell you, this has been a roller coaster. One of the longest roller coasters I've ever been on. I think this entire country needs to be home for 2 weeks without work, without Zooms, without phone calls, just to regroup. Because after everything we've been through this year, and with the last 4 years of this man, it has been, it's good to know that it's coming to an end in the next several weeks. This will be a thing of our past, and now we're going to have to start cleaning house. I just got to tell you, I feel good because I was losing faith. I was losing faith in our people. I was losing faith in our country. I feel like we can start to make some change and clean up a lot of this mess that this person has made in our country, to this person who has divided us. I learned this weekend that our country has more love as a people than hate. That's what I learned. And I thank God I didn't give up hope. As much as I was feeling less defeated, I've just been feeling defeated. I've been feeling defeated, especially after Breonna Taylor. I've been feeling defeated. Like, you know, this is never going to end. We're going to get another 4 years of this, the savage. And God has spoken. And this is where hope is alive and it's real. And when we band together, women, Black women, Black women, Black women, Black women, I love being Black. We have stepped up like we always show up and show out for everybody. For everyone, out of all the human life on this earth, Black women has been the women to carry it all on our backs and keep a smile on our face. And to you, to all of you Black women, thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all the supporters out there that voted on the right side. Thank you. Thank you for remembering we're all human life. At the end of the day, we all bleed and we have to have compassion and empathy for one another. The Black lives have to matter to everyone. It's the only way we're going to really see change. We have to go back to the beginnings of basic common courtesy and respect. Respect thy neighbor. We have to go back to that. I just feel like I need to be still for a week or two, honestly, to decompress from all this. Even watching the news now is like, I just shut off the TV today. It's like, I can't. I have to not absorb all of this energy, because even some of the rhetoric that's still going on, it's not healthy for us to absorb. We have to know when to shut shit down and shut shit off. You know, we have to learn that, because between March of this year with COVID, people being laid off, people not getting, you know, their stimulus checks and not getting unemployment, you know, the suicide rate is up, all these different, there's so many levels to 2020. But after we have spoken yesterday and the people have spoken of the United States of America, we have hope that we can go back to making America a better place. We know America has never been great, but we can definitely make it a better place. And I want to say we all have a part to still play. This is not over. This is just the beginning. We have to start making change in our communities, no matter how big or how small. We have to start as a people. We can't just go out there and vote for the presidency elections. We have to be out there to vote for all of the elections out there, because it matters. That's when most of the changes are made in the Senate. We have to really, really do this and come and show up and show out every time. Every time, because we know the power are in the numbers. I am so, so ecstatic, guys, of where we are. I have hope for my children. I have hope for their children. I have hope for all of our children out there, that they can walk around and look at each other and say, the majority of our country don't believe in hate. They know we have a problem and they know change has to come. And I gotta tell you, to all the white people out there, to all the other minorities out there, thank you for showing up. Thank you for voting on the right side. Thank you for seeing that this man has done nothing but cause division, hate. He has no concern for global warming. He has no concern for all the lives that were taken by COVID. He is a narcissist, and we don't need narcissistic people, I'm sorry, to be in the White House where they have to govern an entire country. We cannot have a president that is tweeting before he thinks. He's not taking time to be still to say, if I put this out there, how is it going to be received? We have to really move differently now, and we have to hold our politicians accountable for their promises that they make to us. We put you guys in office. We have the power to take you out of office. We have to hold people accountable. This is going to be a tough road ahead, because I believe the economy is going to get worse. There's going to be more job loss by the end of the year. We really need to allow Joe Biden to do what he has to do, allow Kamala Harris to do what they got to do. When I say allow, I mean we got to give them a chance. We have to give them a chance to clean house. The first thing they need to do is sage and Palo Santo that entire White House from top to bottom. I think they need to take several weeks to do that, honestly. It makes sure that every corner is cleaned out. There ain't no left crystals or no type of dolls with pins or no type of sickness left in that house. And I am dead serious when I say this. We have to literally clean that energy out of that house, because it is a lot of funky energy up in there. I really believe that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be able to repair a lot of the broken relationships that this man has done
by his hands while he was in office for 4 years. I really believe a lot of countries will gain their respect that they used to have for America. They will gain it back because they will stop taking us as a joke and as a laughing stock, because the person that was representing our free world shouldn't have been in that position. I am so ready for 2021, and I pray to God every day to grant me the time with my family, with my kids, to see 2021, to see the first woman, the first Black woman vice president, okay? I am so proud to say that this woman comes from my family's country. I'm so proud to see how she has done the work. She has made the sacrifices. And I know Vice President Harris did not have it easy. She had to continuously prove herself over and over and over her entire life. And finally, she has hit a peak that no one has hit as a female and as a Black woman. I am honored. I gotta tell you, I really thought it was going the other way. I really thought it was going the other way because I saw how much hate was out there. I saw the division, and I just to see that it went the other way, it proves that love will always win in the end. It will always win in the end. There's so many things that I've been watching and reading today that to see all the people in all the boroughs, my city, my New York, where I was born and raised, first generation American in my family, to see all walks of life, all colors of faces, dancing, crying, hugging together, rejoicing, gives me so much hope that our country can really make a major shift. And we just have to ask ourselves, what is my part in my country? Am I doing my best? And I'm asking myself that question every day. What value am I adding on this earth? Forget about what I do for my family. That's mandatory. That's a given. But what am I doing for my people? What I am doing to give back to America, who gave back to my family, who came here from a different country. My parents came here with 4 kids and made it happen for themselves. That stock that Kamala Harris comes from, that stock, we need that stock, that strength, that go-get-em attitude, that nothing is going to stop me. Determination, respect, communication, empathy, compassion. Thank God we have a president that has compassion, that knows what trauma looks like. He has been through some traumatic things in his life, and he's still standing. We need a president with guts, and we finally have one. We finally have one. And it's a blessing, and I'm grateful. And we have to continue to do our part. This is just the beginning. Tougher times, I know, is coming. And we really have to band together to make sure that those that don't have, that they do have, so that they can get by and get on to the other side. We are going to have to look out for our neighbors. It's going to go beyond just our loved ones. We have to think outside of ourselves and start to look at each other and look as a community. What I saw this weekend, we got to keep that same energy up because we're going to need it. We're really going to need it. It's so many things I want to tackle today, but I wanted to get that out of the way because it's the most important thing right now. And it's going to be the next 4 years. It's going to be a huge shift, and it's going to be challenging. It's not going to be easy for, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to make these changes and clean up this mess that this man is leaving. But I really believe if we stand behind them and we support them and we do the part that we need to do, we can make this turnaround in 4 years. I really do believe that.
What I'm really looking forward to is, you know, President Biden, you know, tackling this coronavirus pandemic. You know, it's something that he's going to have to fix. You know, another thing he's going to have to deal with is undoing all these damn policies that the last person has undone. You know, he went and undone all the things that former President Obama had put in place, okay, when he was in administration. And now, you know, Joe Biden is going to have to change all these things, and I'm sure that he will. It's so much going on, and so much has to be done. And I know that Joe Biden has the tools, he has the contacts, he has the experience to get things done. Get things done. And I know that Kamala is very versed in politics, and she knows the laws. And I don't think he could have picked a better person. I think they're going to be a great team together. And I really think they're going to get things in place so they can be reelected for another 4 years. I mean, who knows? Maybe, you know, Kamala Harris will be the next president in 4 years. We just don't know. I just feel like all the things that Trump has done, even the relationships he's tarnished in so many countries, you know, I really believe Biden is going to be able to heal those relationships, you know, and put us on better footing. It's a lot of work he has to do. It's a lot of things he has to undo. But he's ready and he's prepared. And he's not new to this game. And he takes it very, very, very seriously. One tweet that I really loved was when elected Joe Biden, I have to get myself into saying this all the time now, is the most urgent challenges facing the nation listing protecting and preserving our nation's health, renewing our opportunity to succeed, advancing racial equity, and fighting the climate crisis. Biden listed a number of other priorities on the campaign trail and in the policies his campaign released throughout the primary and in the general election, including addressing systematic racism. Okay? Climate change is a huge thing that our last president didn't even acknowledge. He takes it for a joke. It's an issue. We are in November right now, and it's 75 degrees. This is not normal, and this has to be addressed. This has to be addressed now, sooner than later. Biden also pledged, he said he was going to take steps to reform the government, including expanding on codifying into law and ethics and pledge and instituted by Obama's administration that's addressing lobbying issues and also any improper or inappropriate influence from personal, financial, and other interests. He also promised that he was going to reinstate guidance instituted during Obama's administration that would restore transgender students access to sports, bathrooms, locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity. Absolutely. They are human beings and should be treated as such. These are things that we cannot ignore, and nor any president representing the USA should ignore. And I love that Biden is not afraid to tackle the hard things and the hard conversation. I really feel like we need this. We need this change. Our country needs this. We have been through hell these last 4 years. We have been the laughing stock. And I really believe that this
team is going to take us to a whole nother level. And we just have to be, we know it's not going to be an easy road. We know the other side is going to give them a hard time and a lot of pushback, but it's okay. This is what they signed up for. And I believe the words and the promises that they made, they're going to do their best to live up to most of them. I don't believe they're going to live up to all of them because what politician does, but I believe that they're going to live up to the most important ones that matters to this country and that matters to the people that believe in democracy. I mean, I'm not going to do a long podcast this week. It's just I need to wrap my mind around everything that happened. I need to decompress. I want you guys to decompress. What I've been doing every night for the last few nights is taking a bath at night, rubbing some lavender on the back of my neck, and just pinning my hair up and just making a nice bubble bath, putting on some piano music or some jazz music to just chill. Take the next week to just pamper yourself, pamper your mental health, and be still. It is really necessary, especially now. We've been through a lot emotionally, mentally, and physically. It's been a daunting last several months, and I think we're going to still have some tough times ahead. But if you take moments to rejuvenate yourself in your mind, we are going to be okay. So take some time to pamper yourself. And we did it, America. We did it. We believe more. I believe in our country that we believe in love and empathy and compassion than we do hate. So every time we think to lash out, and I myself do it, when we feel like we are being slighted or whatever, let's think about maybe we turn the other cheek. For a change. I'm not saying we're going to do it all the time, but I'm saying let's try to lead with that and let's try to give people the benefit of the doubt. And those who we know are just not for us, just leave them to the side and let's move forward. Change has happened and now we have to move along with the change. And sometimes that means even changing ourselves and how we move. So thank you for tuning in for another weekend with Amorous Reflections. It's your hosts here, Andrea Jackson, and thank you for always supporting me. I see you guys, you know, tweeting me and adding me, and I really appreciate your support, and I'm going to continue this ride with you. Let's go, Biden. Let's go, Harris. We did it.